"There you go," said Ron. "We got as much as we could carry." A shower of brilliantly coloured sweets fell into Harry's lap. It was dusk, and Ron and Hermione had just turned up in the common room, pink-faced from the cold wind and looking as though they'd had the time of their lives. "Thanks," said Harry, picking up a packet of tiny black pepper imps. "What's Hogsmeade like? Where did you go?" "By the sound of it, everywhere. Dervish and Banjee's, the wizarding equipment shop, Zonko's joke shop, into the Three Broomsticks for foaming mugs of hot butter beer, and many places besides."
"The post office, Harry. About 200 owls, all sitting on shelves, all colour-coded, depending on how fast you want your letter to get there.
Honeydukes has got a new kind of fudge. They were giving out free samples. There's a bit. Look.
We think we saw an ogre. Honestly, they get all sorts at the Three Broomsticks.
Wish we could have brought you some butter beer. Really warms you up."
"What did you do?"
said Hermione, looking anxious. "Did you get any work done?"
"No," said Harry. "Lupin made me a cup of tea in his office, and then Snape came in."
He told them all about the goblet. Ron's mouth fell open.
"Lupin drank it?"
he gasped.
"Is he mad?"
Hermione checked her watch.
"We'd better go down. You know, the feast'll be starting in 5 minutes."
They hurried through the portrait hall and into the crowd, still discussing Snape.
"But if he, you know..."
Hermione dropped her voice, glancing nervously around.
"If he was trying to poison Lupin, he wouldn't have done it in front of Harry."
"Yeah, maybe," said Harry as they reached the entrance hall and crossed into the great hall. It had been decorated with hundreds and hundreds of candle-filled pumpkins, a cloud of fluttering live bats, and many flaming orange streamers, which were swimming lazily across the stormy ceiling like brilliant water snakes. The food was delicious. Even Hermione and Ron, who were full to bursting with Honeydukes sweets, managed second helpings of everything. Harry kept glancing at the staff table. Professor Lupin looked cheerful and as well as he ever did. He was talking animatedly to tiny little Professor Flitwick, the charms teacher. Harry moved his eyes along the table to the place where Snape sat. Was he imagining it, or were Snape's eyes flickering towards Lupin more often than was natural? The feast finished with an entertainment provided by the Hogwarts ghosts. They popped out of the walls and tables to do a bit of formation gliding. Nearly headless Nick, the Gryffindor ghost, had a great success with a reenactment of his own botched beheading. It had been such a pleasant evening that Harry's good mood couldn't even be spoiled by Malfoy, who shouted through the crowd as they all left the hall,
"The Dementors send their love, Potter!"